headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, three climate activists have been arrested following a peak hour protest at the Port of Brisbane this week. The protesters created a blockade with one man chaining himself between two vehicles, stopping traffic on the motorway for several kilometres. A representative from Blockade Australia, Bridget Slattery, told the ABC, "These people are really committed to fighting for a livable future. They're full of hope and not giving up." The action is part of a nationwide string of protests targeting major Australian ports. Earlier incidents in Newcastle and Melbourne have resulted in 5 arrests.
Mao's last dancer, Lee Shwing Sing, has announced his retirement from Queensland Ballet after a stunning career. The artistic director plans to step away for good amid health concerns, as Lee has developed a heart condition and his dance partner and wife, Mary, is undergoing treatment for cancer. Queensland Ballet Director of Foundation Rachel Walsh said Lee's tenure had been transformative. She said, quote, "The magic thing about belief and inspiration is that it seems to attract more and more people, and I feel that Queensland Ballet and Lee has been almost like a magnet for inspiration and vision," end quote.
In national news, Australians have today woken up to the shortest day of the year. Less than 10 hours of sunlight are expected in many parts of the country. The winter solstice marks the day the Earth's south pole tilts the furthest away from the sun, bringing with it dropping temperatures and limited daylight.
Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant, has issued a legal notice to Twitter seeking information about how the social media giant is tackling online hate. eSafety has received the most complaints about online hate on Twitter than any other platform over the past year. This also follows Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, as well as reports showing that more than 60,000 banned or suspended accounts were reinstated on the platform.
In international news, the search for a missing submersible tourist vessel originally en route to the Titanic wreckage continues today. 5 passengers on board the Titan sub, a deep-sea tourist experience by Oceangate Expeditions, are still missing after the vessel lost all contact with support crews on the surface. The vessel is only one of 3 or 4 on Earth capable of reaching the nearly 4,000 metre depth of the Titanic wreckage. It's estimated that the sub only has enough oxygen to sustain the crew for 96 hours. Concerns for the passengers are mounting as the search enters its 4th day.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Brisbane's prodigal psychonauts, Trip Sitter, are releasing their next highly